Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States using new sanctions to forbid any dealings in Venezuelan debt or equity. It is Washington's latest move to put pressure on the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere at the expense of its people.
We will continue to work with our friends and partners in the international community to support the Venezuelan people until their rights and democracy are fully restored.
McMaster also said no military actions are anticipated in the near future. President Trump had said in the past the U.S. stands ready to help out militarily in Venezuela. President Maduro denounced the new U.S. sanctions, saying they violate international law. The eye of Hurricane Harvey has made landfall along the coastline of the U.S. state of Texas. In less than 60 hours, Harvey had gone from a tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane, now downgraded to a Category 3. Winds 250 kilometers per hour, 3-meter ocean storm surges. National Hurricane Center is calling it a life-threatening storm. Brad Kieserman is Vice President, Disaster Operations and Logistics, American Red Cross.
Many people are under either mandatory or voluntary evacuations, and they're just trying to get out of the way of the storm, but it's a monster. It's going to be challenging for anyone in the lower half of Texas to get out of the way of this thing over the next 4 or 5 days.
Harvey expected to pour some 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast. Last hurricane of this category 14 years ago. This is VOA News.